we quickly go into the word, try to lay a foundation for the teachings for the month, and before we go into the time of anointing. And I want us to understand this fact, that our God is a faithful God. You know, I was looking at the first Sunday and the anointing service I did about 4 years ago, and I look at our pictures. In fact, my plan was to make a slide and so that we can see ourselves. And you laugh. I saw my papa doing that in that picture. I said, oh, okay. I mean, the difference is clear. God has been so faithful. We owe him appreciation. I look at my own suit, which is as thick as that as the skin of him. We have changed. Hallelujah. The level we are is not the level where we used to be. That is the truth. The glory of God is upon our lives. Can we still wave our hands unto the Lord in appreciation and say, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as we are thanking him, we always have reason to thank him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will never go down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In this year of the blessing, that blessing will work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. And so we quickly want to look at the purpose of the blessing. See the purpose of the blessing. Because the understanding of what you are doing is what makes you to become outstanding in that area. If you don't have the understanding of any subject, there is no way you can excel in it. You will be guessing. Hello? And so, when we talk about the word blessing, some people, you know, they have so much downgraded that terminology or that word to the extent that they think that the word blessing is what you say when somebody snitches. Oh, okay, God bless you. But this word blessing is so important and it's so loaded that when you have the understanding of it, your life can never remain the same. And it is my prayer that today, your eyes of understanding will be enlightened afresh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say your eyes of understanding shall be enlightened and fresh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that what made the difference in the life of Esau and Jacob was the value that each of them placed on the blessing? Hello? Esau had the opportunity to inherit the blessing. You know what he said? He said, what is this blessing to me? Take it. Everywhere where the blessing of the Lord is despised, they cannot rise up. Hello? There is no way any entity, be a nation or an individual, can enjoy color without the blessing of the Lord. You will never take a step that will make you to lose out of the blessing of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, when you understand this fact, toiling will cease in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will not struggle to make it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will not struggle to make it in life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, what is this word called blessing? And how can we have the understanding of it? Let's go to the word of God from the book of beginning. In the book of Genesis chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 1, talking about the book of beginning. Let's start from verse 22. And as a matter of fact, that was the first time that word was mentioned in the scripture. The Bible said, and God blessed them. That's Genesis 1:22. Saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the air. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. You know, if you study very well from the beginning, you see that you see the series when God was creating the things and the animals. And Bible said he blessed them. The word bless them means to empower them. He gave them the responsibility, what they're supposed to be in life. And he went ahead to bless them. That word bless came from Hebrew word means to barak. It means to empower something. Thank you, Jesus. But in this case, you see that these are animals. Which means when people hear about the word of blessing and they think that, oh, blessing means to have a good car or to live in a nice house or to live in, to have beautiful clothes or beautiful shirt. Of course, we need that. It is important and it is good for us to have that. But to be blessed is far, far greater than that. To be blessed simply means to be equipped with all you need to carry out the assignment or the responsibility you have. And so, when God blessed those animals, when he blessed the chicken, for example, he gave him the ability to be a chicken. When he blessed the dog, he gave him the ability to be a dog. Hello? He empowered him. Hello? And so, to save our time, if you go further, when it came to the time of making the man, in verse 26, the Bible said, and God said, let us make man in our image. Hello? Remember, when he made the animals, the donkeys, the lions, he empowered them to be what he made them to be, but they were not created to be in the image of God. Hello? No matter how much you train your dog, can you ever say, okay, I want to go to Schuster to buy a car or to buy a computer. Do you think I should buy IBM or whichever one? He will just bark at you. Because he lacks the capacity to understand that one, to operate at that realm. Hello? And so, when he said, let us make man in our own image, he simply blessed the man to be in that category, or in that class of life. Thank you, Jesus. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let mankind, let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27. Bible says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female. Created he them. Now, verse 28 is where we're going. He said, and God blessed them. God empowered them. How did he do it? He said, knee down. He put his hand on them. No. Hello, how did he do it? He used his word. The most powerful thing on earth is the word. There is nothing, even science has proven now. Because your word is wave. Hello? I mean, some of us are these physics. The word is waves. It's the most powerful thing. On earth, in any realm of existence. That's why the Bible said in the book of John, he said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And there was nothing that was made without the Word. Hello? And so, God spoke unto them. Look at it this way. He created the man. He formed the man. But in verse 26, the man that he created at that time that he molded was not yet alive. So he couldn't hear that word. He said, God said, let us make man in our own image. And like we said, that King James Version said, let us make man. Actually, what he said was that man be in our image. He was, because here it sounded as if he was trying to negotiate with some people, say with some committee. He said, okay, do you think we should make man? Should we have 2 years or 3 years? Should we have a man? No. He was speaking with authority. He was speaking the word of blessing. And that word said, man, be in our image. And man came in the image of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, be in our likeness and let them have dominion. What is dominion? Authority, rulership. Be in charge. You will be in charge in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sickness will not be in charge of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Poverty will not rule your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sin will not rule your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lack and want shall not rule your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because you are created, you see, the word that spoke you into existence is the word of dominion. Amen.
You shall be a captain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, when they say someone is a captain of industry, of a particular industry, it means he has dominion in that area. So anything less than that is not God's plan for you. He resists it, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so, Bible said, so after creating him, you remember like he said, he didn't have life yet at that time. But in verse 27, we said, so God created man in his own image, in the image of God, created him, male and female, created he them. Now, if you go to chapter 2, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And in verse 7, Genesis 2, 7, are you following it? He said, and God formed man of the dust of the ground. Of what?
The dust of the ground.
That was the outer man, his body. You know, he said, man be in our own image. And so he went to make the outer man, the body of the man, with the dust. Hello? But that dust that he made was still lifeless. The life of God was not in him yet. And if you read further, he said, God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed unto his nostrils the what? The breath of life. And man became a living soul. And so he released his spirit into the man. Hello? And that man, that spirit gave birth to the spirit of the man, and bam, it entered that lifeless man that was lying down, and life came. You know, when somebody died, what do they say? They say he gave up the ghost. That means the spirit that giving him life is no more there. Hello? And so, that was what God did. He released the spirit into that man, and life came. Now, going back to chapter 1 and verse 28 now. Now, see the man that is alive, that can hear. And therefore, the very first word he had is this word. It's not the word that said, you're not good enough. It's not the word that said, manage this sickness. It didn't say, manage this weakness. What did that first word say? 28. God blessed them. Remember, how does he bless? Through his word. And so, he was speaking to that living man now. And saying, he blessed them, and God said, what did he say? Be fruitful. Everything that is contending with your fruitfulness, the blessing of God will cause that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was the first word he had. So there is no biological or scientific reason that is strong enough to stop your fruitfulness, spirit, soul, and body. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Did you get this? He said, be fruitful. And you know that God, whatever commandment God speaks, it must be. He said, light be, light came. He said, firmament be, firmament came. He said, river be, everything. Everything came into existence. Why is it that when he said fruitfulness be, something is blocking it? Everything that is blocking your fruitfulness is caused in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So he created him and gave him the charge of the earth. He said, be in control. But how? Hello? He gave him, just like you are instructing your son, say, be in control of this company. But you don't give him the right to sign checkbook. You don't give him the right to be in control to of the staff. How will he be in charge of that company? He will become a toy. Hello? So, which means responsibility without ability to carry out the responsibility makes you a toy. Hello? Dominion without empowerment makes you a puppet or a toy. It's like calling yourself to be the president of a nation, but you are not the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the nation. Are you a president? You are a fake. They will remove you. Within 1 second. When the president in Africa is saying, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, when the soldiers roll tank,
The president has been troubling them for how many years? For 30 something years. They remove him within a week. Because the power, he who is controlling the power is the one that is in charge. And so God did something. After giving them the authority or the dominion, he then gave them the empowerment, and the blessing of the man is the empowerment of the man to carry out that responsibility. Hello? So when we are talking about the blessing of Abraham is mine, we are simply saying that I am being empowered to be what I am supposed to be. So when you wake up every morning, hallelujah, I am blessed with the blessing of Abraham today to succeed. As I'm going to work, your word says that thousands shall fall by my right side, but they shall not come near me. So as I'm going, the blessing is creating way for me. Hello? You know, do you pay to speak word? You don't pay. So why? You know, why don't you want to speak it? Hello? Speak it to yourself. Say, as I'm going to this office today, everything I ask for, they will give it to me. And they will give it to me in the name of Jesus Christ. The violent one. Take it by force. So, simply saying, the blessing of the Lord is the empowerment of the man, or what empowers the man to be what he's supposed to be. And let's remember, God does not speak according to man's capacity. Hello? He doesn't speak according to man's capacity. He speaks to his own, according to his own capacity. Hello? He told the man, Adam, he said, cover the earth. And the theologians, the Bible scholar, they said that Garden of Eden is in that area called Iraq today, isn't it? And the size of that country. But do you know that even a natural man, one man, cannot cover that country? So it will have required divine ability to carry it out. Hello? Look at it. And that's why the Bible says, simply said that the blessing of the Lord maketh it and added no sorrow to it. The word sorrow is toiling. Because in your natural effort, there is no way you will have been able to fulfill God's plan for your life with your ability. Try it. Thank God for the kind of country we are. By the time you have to work 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, before the ends can meet, something is wrong, sir. Hello? Because even if you receive salary and you don't pay house and pay anything for the next 20 years, can it fund the vision God has given you? No, let's be truthful to ourselves. Can it fund it? He can't. Doesn't have the ability, sir. Hello? It takes the blessing of the soul. Don't put your trust in your effort, sir. Put the trust in the blessing. Because the blessing is what will empower you to do the impossible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus Christ. And so, I want us to place value on the blessing. The blessing of the Lord is upon me. The blessing of the Lord is upon this business. Because the same business that you are running, that you are making profit, some have dumped it. Hello? Am I lying? The same job that you are going to every day, have you not checked in your office? Some people, they can't even come for solely 1 week. Or 2 weeks without breaking down, and you are bouncing around like football. What is making it possible? The blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So remember that God speaks according to his capacity. He does not speak according to the capacity of man. Let's just look at one example here. For example, he told Adam to cover the entire earth, like we said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And it required the divine ability to carry that one out. Thank you, Jesus. He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Genesis 12:1-2-3. He said in verse 3, he said, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He was speaking to a man who doesn't even have a son, who doesn't have a child, who was barren. At what age? It must have taken the blessing to make it possible, sir. Hello? Do you think he didn't have money to marry more wives? No. The devil said, no, you can't go. But the blessing created way for him.
I see the blessing of God creating way for you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There was no way Abraham would have been able to do that with his natural ability. It's impossible. You try it. How can a man bless the entire world? It's not possible. Thank you, Jesus. He told Ezekiel about the valley of the dry bone in Ezekiel chapter 37. The bone that was dry, everything dry, nothing, no life indeed. There is no sign of life. It was a very hopeless situation. But the blessing of God created way. It made way for him. Hallelujah to Jesus. In verse 5, Ezekiel 37 verse 5, the Bible said, "Thus said the Lord God unto this bone, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." How will the dry bone live? The blessing. The same blessing that gave life to the dead man in the garden. It gave life to those dry bones, and that those dry bones live. Everything that represents dry bone in your life, I speak the word of blessing to you today. Live in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So it takes the blessing of God for all this to happen. He told Mary in book of Luke. Thank you, Jesus. A virgin that she was going to have a child. How would that be possible? It was the same power of God. She was empowered by the blessing of God to carry out that responsibility. And like we said, the blessing of the Lord is the empowerment. It's what empowers the man to carry out the responsibility. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be challenges, but God will always rise up. Thank you, Lord. Joseph was sold. You know, right from the day this boy was born, he had that grace upon his life. He had the calling of God to be the prophet upon the family, to be in control. But the devil said, "I will destroy you." But the blessing rose up. You know, this boy was sold out as a slave. A slave. The moment he entered the place, what happened? The blessing started working. His master he became a prosperous man. Bible said that the Potiphar's house was blessed because of what? For the sake of Joseph. So everywhere he goes, the blessing kept on following. No wonder in the book of Joel, he was talking about the army of God. He said before them, the place was like a garden of Eden. But behind them, it was a desolate. That's why when you are blessed, you get into that company, everything will turn around. They start making profit. You get into that household, you are visiting them. But before you leave, good news coming. Because the blessing, he does not know how to do any other thing than to bless people, to increase them. Because the purpose of the blessing was to enforce fruitfulness, multiplication, and increase, and every good thing. Hallelujah. Just like the soil. You know, soil doesn't understand any other language. Everything you put in the soil, you want to grow it. If you drop iron into the soil, what happens to it? It becomes rusty. Why? The effort of the soil to grow. You want to grow it. When you push it there, it gives it life, it grows it. The same way, the blessing doesn't know how to do any other thing but to empower something, to increase, to multiply, to what, and to what. So when you see the blessing working in your life, as from today, you will be increasing the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So I want you to place value on the blessing. The blessing made a difference in the life of Abraham, like you said. The blessing made a difference in the life of Jacob. You know Jacob would have been wrecked? This was a man that was working for a wicked man. You know, in the natural realm, when you are working for somebody, you're supposed to increase your salary every year, isn't it? But instead of Laban increasing this man, he was bringing back, he was reducing his salary. Bible said, he did it 10 times. But this same man, whose salary was reduced 10 times, ended up becoming richer than his employer. What made it possible? Without stealing. Without lying, without giving bribes, the blessing. Hello, remember the whole of last year, we look at the story of Isaac in Genesis chapter 26. This man was a visitor somewhere. He was so blessed, he was digging well, they were pursuing him. He was digging well. They were pursuing him until he got to Rehoboth when they were tired. And the Bible said he was so much blessed to the extent that these people, they said, you are too big for us. That shall be your stone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who have been saying, where will he go? They will be the one that will be begging you for job in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those people that said that you will not become anything in life. You will be paying the school fees of their children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those people who say you will never build your own house, you will be paying for their rent in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Why? Put value on the blessing. That was the same reason why God said he hated Esau. Why? Because Esau put value on his effort, not on the blessing. When you put value on your effort, because your effort is so limited, it can't take you anywhere. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Did you get it now? Put the value on the blessing. Put the value on the blessing. The blessing of the Lord. Now, no one that Jehovah is called Jehovah Nissi. And so, when the blessing of God is upon you, when they want to hack you down, God will rise up as Jehovah Nissi to what? To defend you. Can you get it now? That's what happened. They wanted to cut the head of Joseph. The blessing say, Jehovah Nissi is around. No, you can't cut him. Okay, it's snatching from his head. You see, what do you think happened? These same people, they've concluded the plan to kill him. It was the blessing that turned the thing around. Hallelujah. You know, our God is called Jehovah Jireh. The provider. The blessing will show up as provider. I mean, as your soul. That's what I say. No, what will happen? How will I fund this business? How will I fund this project? And God will say, I'm Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh will show up for you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. No matter the size of your account right now, by the end of this year, you will be a surprise to yourself in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter the economic meltdown around the world, because you are having Goshen mentality, because the blessing is working upon your life, you will end up as the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jehovah showed up. Jehovah Ra. The one who directs you. So when things are happening, the blessings show up. What should I do? Should I buy this year? Should I travel? Should I not? God just show up. Say, I am your shepherd, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He's called Jehovah Rapha, your healer. When blessing is intact, he won't allow that sickness to cut you down. Because with sickness, you can't multiply. With sickness, you can't be fruitful. With sickness, you cannot replenish the earth. Because how can a sickly person replenish the earth? How? And therefore, the blessing will show up and say, sickness, go away. I am Jehovah Rapha. Is called Jehovah Sigdeni, God our righteousness. And so when they want to put shame on your life, he shows up to cover you with honor. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's known as Jehovah Shammah. The God is present. Everywhere you go, his presence will show up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's called Jehovah Shalom. Peace like a river in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And you know why you need peace, sir?
We are living in a confused world right now. Hello? They are so confused. Don't mind them. They are so confused. Even the nations, president of nations, look at what is happening in UN now. They are as confused as anything. They don't even know which side to take when it comes to issues because they lack the backing of Jehovah Shalom. But Jehovah Shalom is with you. Begin to give him praise right now. Give him glory. Appreciate him. Exalt him. Lift him up. Him alone is worthy. Give him thanks. Because this year, your case is different. This year, your case is different. This year is a new dawn for you. This year is a new year for you. This year is a year when they will look at you like they look at Abraham. And they will begin to see the glory of God upon him. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give him thanks. Magnify his holy name. Exalt him. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing of Abraham. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing that is working in our lives. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Be glorified. Be exalted. Be magnified. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. I want us to pray right now. I say, Lord, every way, every step that I've taken that has quenched the flow of the blessing in my life, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. You remember Deuteronomy chapter 28. He's talking about obedience. He said, if you will diligently hearken to do all these things, he said, you shall be the head and not the tail. And that's why the devil tried to lure people into taking wrong steps. I want us to plead for mercy right now. The Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive me for every anti-covenant step that I've taken. Circumstances may have forced people to take wrong steps. Circumstances may have forced people to take steps against the covenant. I want us to ask for mercy today. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. The mighty name of Jesus Christ. Have mercy. By the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us from every unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Bible said in 1 Samuel chapter 10. Hallelujah. He said, that was the time Samuel, Prophet Samuel, took the oil to anoint Saul. And what did he say? He said, then Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed it to be captain over this inheritance? The anointing of this day, the very first Sunday of this year, is anointing for dominion. So as you are anointed, you will enjoy supernatural dominion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, you shall be anointed to become captain. Captain means the head. So, as you are anointed today, you shall exhibit that ability in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You will be empowered to be a captain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Concerning your business, the anointing will turn you to a captain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, when they say someone is a captain of industry, what does it mean? It means having dominion in that area. Hello? So, and the Bible also said that whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So, no matter where you are found right now, you shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter how you've been lowly rated at your working place, the blessing will establish you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They try to bring down Jacob. His boss said, last year, you didn't work well. He reduced his salary. But the more they reduce it, the more the profit made. Bible said, he became more prosperous than his master. In fact, at the point, the master was saying, did this boy steal my thing? He didn't understand that it was a blessing. And that shall be your case in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whenever they are looking at you and say, it has finished. It's finished for him or her. The blessing will come over, will come upon you and lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And therefore, Lord, as your people are anointed today, confirm this word of prophecy in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let the seal of captainship, the seal of dominion be established in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said, he suffered no one to do them wrong, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. As you are anointed today, whosoever rises up to say he wants to bring you down, the judgment acts of God fall upon that devil.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you are anointed today, I decree that you will go forward in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you are anointed today, you shall emerge as a new you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you are anointed today, I decree that you'll be empowered, you'll be engraced to obey the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When Saul was empowered, you know, Saul, he was a wanderer at that time. He was looking for something that was lost. But he ended up on the throne. No matter your level right now, maybe you have been wandering about looking for something. But as you are not there today, you will end up on the throne in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Saul was going around confused, didn't know what to do next. He was worried. But as he was anointed, the prophet told him, he said, that thing you are looking for has been found. As anointed today, whatsoever has been a concern of your life, you will hear the good news concerning it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will tell you that that matter is settled in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And lastly, as you are anointed, because you are in the sanctuary of the Lord, saying amen right now and thanking God, by the end of the year, you will not be found in the mortuary in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your children shall not be found in the mortuary in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your spouses shall not be found in the mortuary in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will be celebrating breakthroughs upon breakthroughs in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Your leg will not be amputated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No part of your body shall be buried in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, the people are anointed today, confirm this word of prophecy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let the blessing of Abraham find practical expression in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.